USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Nearly 3,000 people died 20 years ago after Islamic terrorists hijacked planes and crashed into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Another hijacked plane crashed into a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. President Biden marked the 20th anniversary by blasting Americans and praising Islam as the religion of peace.
We also witnessed the darker forces of human nature. Fear and anger, resentment and violence against Muslim Americans, true and faithful followers of a peaceful religion.
U.S. wholesale inventory accumulation slowed in July, lagging further behind sales, and is now taking wholesalers the shortest time in 7 years to clear shelves. Inventories are a key part of gross domestic product. The component of wholesale inventories that goes into the calculation of GDP increased 0.7% in July. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
U.S.-bound flights for Afghan refugees have been grounded from 2 overseas bases after some of the refugees came down with the measles at Wisconsin's Fort McCoy Refugee Center. Officials temporarily stopped refugees from coming into the U.S. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says,
these individuals are being quarantined in accordance with public health guidelines, and the CDC has begun full contact tracing.
She said all arriving Afghans are required to be vaccinated for measles as well as many other diseases. She also said the administration is exploring measures to vaccinate people at the overseas locations. U.S. Customs and Border Protection made the decision on advice from the CDC to halt flights temporarily from U.S. bases in Germany and Qatar. Both countries are serving as short-term transit sites for evacuees from Afghanistan. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair reacts and offers his thoughts after learning of the attack on September 11th, 2001.
As Bill has just informed you, there have been the most terrible, shocking events taking place in the United States of America within the last hour or so, including 2 hijacked planes being flown deliberately into the World Trade Center. I'm afraid we can only imagine the terror and the carnage there, and the many, many innocent people that will have lost their lives. I know that you would want to join with me in sending the deepest condolences to President Bush and to the American people on behalf of the British people at these terrible events. This mass terrorism is the new evil in our world today. It is perpetrated by fanatics who are utterly indifferent to the sanctity of human life. And we, the democracies of this world, are going to have to come together to fight it together and eradicate this evil completely from our world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.